This is Reuven Levy. We're learning the book Gan HaShalom, the Garden of Peace. We are in the Hebrew version, page 116, in the chapter which is headed to give honor to your wife. This new section is called Mi HaGever B'Bayit, who is the man in the house? Ketzad Tzarech HaBaal Litnaheg How a husband needs to act in his home, we learn from Eliyahu Hanavi, Batana Devei Eliyahu, in the book of the Tana Devei Eliyahu, Perek Tevav. Says over there the following: Lo'olam yehei adam anav b'torah u'b'masim tovim u'b'yirat shamayim. So it says a person should always be humble in his Torah, in his good deeds, and in his Yirat Shamayim, his fear of heaven. Im aviv v'imo, v'im rabo, v'im ishto, with his father, with his mother, with his rabbi, and with his wife. Im banav v'im b'nei beito, with his children and with the members of his household. Right? He should be humble with them. What does it mean? In all of those things, in his way of Torah, his learning, in his good deeds, and his Yirat Shamayim, he should be humble with them. He shouldn't try to impress his wife, his kids, his family with his Torah learning, with his good deeds, or with his Yirat Shamayim. He should be humble. Im shechina ve'im krovim v'rochokim, also too with his neighbors and with relatives. Vafilu im goy bashok, even with a non-Jew in the marketplace. Kedei shiyeh ahuv lamala v'nechmad lamata. Why? In order that he will be loved above, and people will see him as pleasant below, down here. And he'll be accepted, he'll be welcomed by Hashem's creatures. People will accept him. And he will spend his days and his years with a good name. Okay, so that's the quote from the book Tana Devei Eliyahu. So let's see what Rav Arash wants to tell us about this. Keep as much Adam who are not, but Torah v'masim tovim. So that when a man is humble in his Torah and his good deeds, as ishto micharet imenu, then his wife is in awe of him. Chem b'nei bita, and so too the members of his household. Ushchenav, his neighbors, korovav, and his relatives. Afilu agoyim micharim imenu, and even goyim, non-Jews, are in awe of him. Shnei mahal, like it says a pasuk in Devarim. Because, says over there in the Torah, in Devarim, and all the nations of the world will see the name of Hashem written upon you and they will fear you. What are we learning here? We're learning that the way to gain respect in your own home is through humility, and not the opposite. There's a shortcut to respect. There's the way of getting respect, which is evil, and there's a way of getting respect, which is from the good side. Everything in this life, in the world, you can get from two sides, from the good side or the bad. It's all available. You can steal whatever you want, or you can earn it. You can take what's not yours, or you can get it given to you as a gift. There's two ways to get anything. The same too with attributes, with honor. A person can earn honor and respect, or he can try and steal it. He can try and force other people to give him respect. And we know that that's what many people do in their home. Some do it overtly with threats and violence and shouting and getting angry. And other people are more subtle. But it's still the same way. I spoke to one friend a while ago. We were talking about his... I don't know how we got to the subject. We were talking about the way he is at home with his kids. And he told me that His kids are very well disciplined. Why? Because, he said, he just has to give them a look. He doesn't shout, doesn't he? He just gives them a look, and that look is enough to send the proverbial fear of God into them. And they, like, so if they're messing at the Shabbos table, they're doing whatever kids do, and he gives them a look, and they immediately get scared and they stop. So that too, just because he didn't shout at anyone, he didn't scream at anyone, he's still causing them to be afraid of him. And that's the opposite of what we're saying here. The true way to get respect in the home is to be very humble. The person who's very humble, the person who flees from honour, honour pursues him. Right? Person who flees from honour. Father, even if he's very learned, particularly if he's very learned in Torah, he does good deeds, there's nothing around speaking about it, telling everyone how good he is. The kids are far more impressed, and the wife is far more impressed when he doesn't say anything. The person is very impressed with humility. True humility, you can't buy. You know it's a very high level, and it's very difficult. Everybody knows it's very difficult to be humble. And therefore, when you see a person who is humble, you have a lot of respect for that person, because you know how hard it is to achieve what he's achieving. Umevi b'shai l'mora, and we bring from another sefer called the Shai l'mora, she'ota dan shehu anav, and that same person who is humble, b'yirat shamayim, and who has yirat shamayim, ishto micharet mimenu mishom sheshchina shora almi shehu shefalua. So he brings also another proof here from a book called the Shai l'mora, who says over there that a person who is humble, his wife is in awe of him. Why is she in awe of him? Because the Shekhinah, Hashem's holy divine presence in this world, rests on someone who is Shefal Ruach, who is made himself to be lowly, has made himself to be humble. The Kach Yireimin, and therefore people are afraid of him, they're in awe of him, because even though we can't see the Shekhinah with our own eyes, our neshama knows the Shekhinah's there. Our neshama sees. Right? The Gemara says, although in a few places, although he didn't see, his neshama saw. Right? So your neshama, your wife's neshama knows, she sees the Shekhinah resting on you. And she's in awe of you. When does that happen? Only if you're humble. Ulehefer, and the opposite, Misha Mitga'er. Humavuzer, person who is very arrogant, full of pride. Humavuzer, he is disgraced. Kamosh Amru Chazal, like our sages said, the Gemara and Baba Batra. Mi shemit yaher, afilu al anshe beito, lomit kabel. Person who is arrogant, even the members of his household don't accept him. Right? Person finds that his children don't listen to him, don't do what he says. You should know the reason they're not doing what he says is because they are following the Gemara. The Gemara says you can't accept someone who is arrogant. Can't accept. Al Betana Devei Eliyahu, it's also brought further on in the book, the Tana Devei Eliyahu. Shanu Hachamim, our sages taught, Havei Aluv V'anav L'chol Adam. Person should be humble in front of every man. And in front of your own household, even more than anyone else. Koteva Shaimoreh, and it's written in the Shaimoreh, Halov, Hainu Shesavel Hakol, Im Mevayashim Oto, O Shosim Lo Dvar Neged Kvodo, Bechushotek. The book, the Shaimoreh, explains that passage to mean that a person needs to be humble, even, and that means to suffer, even when they embarrass you, or they do something against your will, against your wishes, against your kavod, and you need to keep quiet, to be quiet. That's the job of the husband. His kids embarrass him, kids talk back to him, he has to accept it with quietness. That's what it means to be humble. And that's when he's going to get true respect. obviously very hot. V'ze musat som la'ot ha'gvarim. And this is strong musa to those men. She'omrim she'isha shalehem hisricha lekabdam. To those men who say that their wife needs to show them respect. V'af mit marmamim mazot omeret. Mi ha'gever kan. And they, those men, comment to their wives, "What did you say? Who's the husband? Who's the man around here? Ishti tzricha lechabed oti. My wife needs to respect me. Hit batel to cancel herself to me. Ichaneh to submit herself to me. Ishmo bakoli to listen to my voice, etc." And through this midrash that we just learned, it's clear that they're making a big mistake. It's them that need to respect their wives. To be humble and subdued in front of the members of their household. And a person who thinks that his wife needs to respect him and show him honor, he needs to know that he's not a man, he's actually a woman. Like we love before, it's the attribute of a woman to need, to be needy, to need respect, to want to receive. If the husband needs to receive respect, needs to be honored by his wife, he's acting like a woman, he's not acting like a man. Acting like a man means just to give. V'zeh she'amru chazal. This is what Chazal said. Ma yaseh adam v'yu lo banim zacharim. How, what should a person do that he has sons who are male? And we asked the question on that. Lama amru banim zacharim. Why does the pasuk say sons who are male? Lo dai she'amru banim. Why doesn't it not just say sons? And by those words, we know that the meaning is not to mean women. It obviously means males. And why do we daven to merit male sons? Is it possible that there are sons who are not male? So from what we've written, it's understood that yes, yesh gevarim sheyesh lahem tuchunat shel nekeva, there are men who have the characteristics of a woman, but tuchunat ikarit sheyotzin lekabel kavod biyachas, and the main characteristic is that they want to receive respect and kavod respect. And that's something that's applicable to women and not to men. And that's why we pray to have sons who have male characteristics and not female characteristics. That will be givers and not takers. Mikol ha-midrashim halalu anu ra'im sha'kol talu ribe adam. In all these midrashim, we see that everything depends on the man. Ba'avodah shelo, on his work. Ba'im ra'ay she'ishto lo mitcharetet mipana. And if he sees that his wife is not standing in awe of him. Zeh ma'ay shehu eino mitcharet mi'Hashem. This is showing him that he's not in awe of Hashem. Yim ha'ya yirei mi'Hashem. If he had Yirei Shamayim, if he was in awe of Hashem, Al Kocha Ishta Haita Mitaret Mifanav, then she would automatically be in awe of him. Ki Divrei Chazal Hem Chukei Teva, because the words of our sages are laws of nature. Hem Amru Shezet Talu Yazet, and they said that this depends on that. Kamo She'ra'inu B'Ma'amar Chazal, like we saw above, in what our sages said, right? That it's a law of nature that if the husband has Yirat Shamayim, then he's going to get Yirat Shamayim from his wife. He's going to get Yirat from his wife. His wife is going to be in awe of him if he is in awe of Hashem. Why? because a person who is in Yirat Shamayim is very humble. And what we, like we saw above, the person who is humble, the Shekhinah rests on him. He's got the Shekhinah resting on him. And his wife is going to be in awe of her husband, that she sees the Shekhinah resting on him. And therefore we see why a wife is not obligated to give respect to her husband. In the same way that he is commanded to give respect to her. Because for a man, to respect his wife is an obligation. But sivui and a commandment, that has nothing to do, it's not dependent on the actions of the wife. The iluat salisha, but with a woman, hakavol labal, the respect that she gives her husband, zutat sasha masam, it is dependent on him. It comes as a result of his actions. If he is acting properly, then she will give him respect. And if not, she won't. That's not the respect that a man has to give a wife. He has to give his respect regardless of how she's acting. Shema ba'ala kavetet Hashem. So the rule is for a woman that if her husband is giving kavod to Hashem, and he's matukemba brit, he's fixed his brit, he's a holy man, he's working in kedusha, bechina and zachar. As ishto mekabedet oto, then his wife will respect him. Aval im magia lo bezenot, but if he deserves to have rebukes, yisurim chule, suffering, etc. Hakol lefi mashe Hashem rotzeh le'omozlo. Everything is according to what Hashem wants to hint to him. Ubefrat habizyonot, hem hakaparat avonot hatova biyoter. And especially those rebukes which come to atone for his sins, they're the best. Azayhu yikabelotam ishto. It's best that he receives those rebukes from his wife, otomato, for his own good. Because a person who doesn't want to receive rebukes from his wife, who is going to clean up his dirty blood? Who's going to clean him out? Who yitzarech lehipatsa chalila? He needs to explode b'shvil lahakiz damim lufachim elu, in order to take out his dirty blood. Right? There's a mashal that our blood, I don't know if it's a mashal, it's reality, but our blood gets polluted by our sins. And the wife, when she rebukes us, she whitens our blood. She...
So is there a different position you can have from your wife, or is better?
It's from your wife, yeah, yeah.
Is
it comes from your wife. First of all, we're likely to listen to it more from the wife. When your wife gives you busy on, you listen to it. You have to. You've got no choice. Some people, but when it comes from someone else, it's easier to ignore it. Oh, he's an idiot. Who's that man think he is? I'm ignoring him. He doesn't know who he is. So.
But sometimes, when the wife gives more respect, more quiet. You say okay, but the other person you can.
Right. Yeah, also with the other person, I don't care what the result is. So I'm going to shout at him, he's not going to be my friend, I don't care. But I am worried about what's going to be with my wife, so I have to be very careful. I can't shout back.
And one thing, there's one guy, he gave up all the people around the business. You know? Yeah. My friend Barney, he said, this man is always, when I come here, something to say.
No, that's
true. Did he say he came and walked in the morning there? And he said, why are you coming today when it's raining? It's no little thing, but sometimes he now exact the moment where I know. And I said to my wife, and I said, this poor guy, she said, and I said, maybe Hashem used this guy to, he made a big job. I said to him, yeah, give a lot of people to Zion. So when they're quiet now, why? Then you can clean up your stuff. How you say? Good job.
Right.
When you're not.
He's going to be punished.
Yeah.
He's going to get punished, right? But Hashem is using him as a shliach. The people who are very good at giving, right? Yeah. They're like the artists. They know exactly what to say, how to say it.
Exact moment. Uh-huh. Always
the tone of voice.
Yeah.
Everything is perfect, and it's done in a way that you can't fault them, right? It's always done in a way that they can explain. Oh, I was just meaning it was a rainy day, and it's good to see you, and they can always explain themselves.
Today, in the story of the scene, I know 100% he was there. And I put my eye close.
You saw it?
I know. When I walked there now, and it was shaking. So I put my eye close. And that's okay, the same girl, she's good.
Nachon. Tough. It's true. But for my wife is best. It's like David HaMelech said. David HaMelech thanked Hashem in Tehillim that it was his sons that rebelled against him. He says over there in Tehillim, better that it came from someone in my household that will have mercy on me and not from someone outside my household who might not have mercy on me. At least the rebellion, you see, right, you might have thought it's really bad that it's your sons are rebelling against you, no? So he said, no. David HaMelech said, no, better that it comes from my household. And at least, maybe they'll have a little bit of mercy on me. And if it came from somewhere else, so too with your wife. Your wife will have mercy on you afterwards when she after she gets upset with you. Okay. Ki et hadamim ha'choreim v'chorchim lo'atzi mi'adam. Right? The bad blood needs to come out of a person. In his cares, if he merits it, it will come through rebukes from his wife. And if not, if he doesn't merit it, it's going to come through someone else. Another means it's going to have to happen. Or from some other way, some other thing. Therefore, if did you read the Or Haganov, the book Or Haganov? It's stories of people who go to Oman.
No, it's in Hebrew.
It's in Hebrew. So Bezat Hashem, my wife's at the moment translating it to English.
Oh, wonderful!
She's Tov Hashkacha Pratit, the guy who printed it. Had to be a wedding we were at and got speaking to him. Anyway, short story, she's now translating it. I only read half in the Hebrew, and so it was hard, but it was great. Anyway, she just translated this story. It's an amazing story. Top. Is there a class now? Is there a class now?
What?
The class now? The class?
What?
The class?
What? Yeah. He's looking for you. Who?
Eliezer.
Yeah. I don't know, we were studying.